I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Everybody remembers the parties that Jay Gatsby threw at his home, right? The massive, elaborate parties that the whole town of West Egg, you know, showed up to. But except for a single invitation to Nick Carraway, the narrator, everybody showed up to these parties through word of mouth. So Gatsby draws a crowd through word of mouth. And that's what we do as well.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I'm coming to you from Iceland under this like crazy tent of blankets in order to get better audio quality for you guys. And I am on the line with Gatsby. So excited to present to you this new LA startup spotlight. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Esprit.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us all about what you do in Gatsby.
Definitely. So my name is Brett Bernstein. We are based here in Santa Monica, just started working out of a WeWork space, super stoked about it. Gatsby is a technology for any e-commerce brand, allows them to build a smarter e-commerce promotion that's very social, automated, and data rich.
What does that really mean? Like for someone that maybe doesn't know what e-commerce is or like the whole thing, like if you were telling your grandma.
So my grandma, let's say my grandma buys hairdo products online, right?
Right.
She might go to a website right now that offers a promotion code off the bat, just front page. It says winter 40. That's the promo code. You get 40% off. Gap.com, for example, is very commonly doing this. And I came across that about a year ago, and I thought this seems a little inefficient and wasteful. My background is in tech. I noticed you happen to know one of the co-founders of Box. BOX.
Oh
I used
gosh.
To work at Box for a few years.
When
I see, you know, when I
he
see something like that.
He was my first business partner, Sam Goes.
Yeah, you know Sam. Yeah, I'm good friends with Sam.
He was my first business partner with my sports company. And oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Sam's doing awesome things. I mean, all of Box and the education I got
Aaron's
from Box.
Aaron's amazing. Like, yeah. Okay. And you guys, that was a company founded out of a USC dorm room. So really exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and I
let's tell them what Box is real quick.
Sure.
What's Box?
So Box is about 10 years old now, a little over 10 years, and they are simple, secure sharing was the old slogan. It's a data storage company with a collaboration focus. They rival with Dropbox and Google Drive, really enterprise security focused data storage product.
Yeah. I think that it goes like they think that I'm at fault for Sam not completing USC. I don't know if he ever did, but it's my fault.
Well, he's doing okay now. Seems pretty happy with his decisions. Yeah.
So yes, go ahead. You were at Box for a while. That started in LA, but is now a Bay Area company.
That's right.
And then you created your own company. And when was this? When was Gatsby launched?
Sure. So I left the Bay Area to come down to LA about a year and a half ago and started Gatsby about a year ago.
And are you from the Bay Area?
Nope. I'm from San Diego and went to school at Cal Poly, fellow Mustangs I represent, and then went up to the Bay Area and quickly got immersed in, actually not quickly, to tell you the truth, I spent 2 years in the Bay Area with my first company I built doing healthy vending in school districts primarily. And it wasn't until after I sold that company that I was in Silicon Valley. And my analogy always goes, you don't tend to order chicken from a fish restaurant. So living in Silicon Valley, I felt like I should really get immersed in the tech scene. And that's where I came across Box and fell in love with particularly enterprise software in the SaaS model. So when I chose to leave Box after the IPO, I came down to LA and got my feet grounded here for a few months. I worked at Honk, H-O-N-K.
Oh, one second. And just for those of you who don't know, SaaS or software, you know what I'm trying to say, is software as a service.
Yeah. Anytime you buy software and you pay for it monthly, reoccurring, that's sort of the SaaS model.
Yeah, definitely. To. Okay, so IPO Box, you leave, you work for Honk, which is also another LA startup. What does Honk do?
Honk is on-demand roadside assistance.
Cool. And then after Honk?
Right away after Honk, started working on my own company. It evolved within the first 2 months from the first idea into what we're doing today with Gatsby.
And now you're based in Santa Monica. You came here from the Bay Area. Why LA? Like, why did you decide to pick LA out of all these areas to build your company in?
Funny you ask, actually. When I came down here, I wrote an article on Medium about why I chose to move from Silicon Valley to Santa Monica. It's called Reasons to Move from Silicon Valley to Santa Monica, I think is what I called it. Got picked Love up it. By some bloggers back about a year ago, so it circled around. And the main, I guess, message from that piece was, besides wanting to be closer to my family and the ocean, I liked the idea of being in a smaller community where I had a larger ability or a better ability to make an impact. There's a few other notes in there, and I have a really interesting visual of my hands making a wedge for one of the points, but you can read about it on Medium.
You could also just take a picture of you right now of the visual. Just kidding.
Sure.
I'm like dying to take a picture for our amazing editor, Matt, of me under these blankets in order to get audio quality.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm actually freezing myself right now in LA. It's been pouring rain, so I could use extra blankets myself.
No, the blankets are like just because it's like a podcasting hack. You should sit in a car, in a closet, or under blankets.
Interesting.
If you like, because the room that I'm in has like a concrete floor, so it's like to reduce the echo.
Gotcha.
Okay, so how many people are on your team?
Three.
And who was your first hire? Are they all co-founders or?
No, there's me and my co-founder, David. David's the tech person here. He's written all of our lines of code. Every single one of them was written by David. And we have a couple hundred thousand of them now. So it's getting pretty complex. And then we have Kenzie, who I know you've spoken with before as well, doing our marketing. It's pretty funny. My cousin yesterday reached out to me and she says, "Who's doing your social media posts? Because I know it's not you." And the first thing Kenzie did when I brought her on a few months ago was delete all my former Instagram posts and start fresh.
And so where did you find Kenzie out of curiosity?
I found Kenzie at the Bulletproof coffee shop about a year ago, which is working.
Oh, in Venice.
Yep.
So just randomly you walked in and she was sitting there. How'd you discover that she was a social media queen?
I didn't originally. So I was sitting there at one of the community tables and she had a WeWork sticker on her computer. Just started talking to her about tech. And then about 7 months later, we had still been in touch. And we just decided to test out her working on our marketing and social media. And then we've evolved from there. She's now starting to do even more with us.
Awesome. And you brought up something that I was actually going to ask you soon, which is WeWork. You decided to base yourself out of WeWork in Santa Monica, which is an incredible resource for anybody interested in LA tech. Can you tell us a little bit about WeWork and how being at WeWork has impacted your company?
Oh my God, it's been huge. This is only our second week here. Our first year, we were spread out. Well, that's not true. About 6 months, we had access to Co-Loft, which is in Santa Monica. I think the most original WeWorking or co-working space in LA. But yeah. When they went under, unfortunately, in the summer, we broke off and the team was separated. I actually live in the Valley right now, so it's hard to meet up with the team unless there was a home base. So coming back together at a co-working space has been tremendous. You know, David and I sat together for 12 hours on Friday working on a new feature. We couldn't do that with the same intensity before. And I picked WeWork specifically. I looked at all these different options in the area and I was impressed by a lot of them. Cross Campus was a very close contender. But WeWork, I liked, we had a great deal, was one part of it. We negotiated a good deal, but the community aspect of it was huge, right? Being able to have access to any of their hundreds of locations, as well as the digital community. There's like 80,000 people that are at WeWorks. Worldwide, and there's this great app where we all can interact together.
So cool. I love WeWork. I think it's like such a swanky place. That's such a weird awesome. Word, but it's like really, really fun. And I love like Control Collective is just gorgeous. Cross Campus has done so many things for the community. Co-Loft, I feel, planted the seeds to make LA what it is today for the tech environment. It's just, yeah, I mean, there's so many great co-working spaces. But yeah, I love WeWork too. And what inspired you to create Gatsby?
Yeah, so I can tell you kind of where the idea came from. It's kind of a strange journey that all took place about a year ago. When I wanted to start my own company, again, I had a number of ideas. I've started like 20, right, over the course of my life.
That's insane.
And one of them took off, which was the Natural Cravings company, the Healthy Vending. That we
right.
ended up
By the
selling.
Way, I can't believe that existed. Like, I can't believe, like, you were successful with that when I know how much is against healthy food in the school system.
Well, the timing was perfect. We did it in, you know, Michelle Obama's wake of the obesity epidemic movement she was driving. So Coke and Pepsi were actually being forced out of the schools, and we were right there to pick up the pieces.
That's
super
so
lucky
cool.
Timing. And it's still, you know, we sold the business, but the contracts are in place with our acquiring company. And to this day, there are kids that are still getting products that we had required. Like, our standard of products that were in the schools was part of the contract, and the acquiring company has to fulfill that contract. So,
it's so cool.
It's really awesome
and
to know
so
that.
So needed in our country. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Definitely.
But you sold that company,
okay.
And
so here's the story. So I had this vending background, and then I had the education from Box doing software and enterprise software. So mm-hmm. when I came to LA, I thought I had this unique blend of experiences. I should look to see if I can continue to increase the vending movement and vending technology. I think it's not a very sexy industry, vending. I think that's the best way to find a new company is to find an industry that's overlooked. So I started off actually looking at doing alcohol vending machines. And about a month into researching, I was talking with bartenders and bar owners. I called up the ABC, the Alcohol and Beverage Department here in the United States, and they laughed at me, but they gave me, you know, the pieces of things I would need to fulfill in order to be compliant with the rules and regulations. And I quickly learned that there are other businesses I could start that have way less barriers. So I pivoted to something else, and I had happened to have a conversation with Paige Craig, a great LA-based angel investor here, prior to any of this. And I asked him for his opinions on what he looks for when he looks to invest. And one of the things that he brought up was he looks for companies that find a business model that currently only services a minority of the population, like the elite few, or in the case of what I'm about to tell you about, the richest brands in the world. So if you find something that only a small number of companies can afford and then modify the model and make it available to a larger audience, he finds that very attractive. So when I was looking to move away from alcohol vending, I pivoted to what I found is called social media vending. And social media vending still exists today. A brand that uses it a lot is Old Navy. So when Old Navy launches a new storefront, they'll often put a vending machine out front. It's branded entirely with Old Navy materials, and it's stocked with slippers or flip-flops. And the side of the machine says, "Tweet for your feet." And what happens
cool.
is, it's really cool. A shopper will walk by, see this machine, and the Bluetooth connection with their phone will kind of trigger. And if the consumer, the shopper, tweets about Old Navy with a certain hashtag, that triggers the Bluetooth connection to push the machine on, and they receive a free pair of slippers.
I've never seen this before. I don't know if I'm just totally out of the mix or what. I've just never seen this done. This is really cool.
I would suggest
what great activation.
Hanging out by Old Navy's and see if you can get some free slippers.
This is so cool. Do you have maybe you could send us like a video of it or a photo or
Definitely.
Something?
Definitely.
Just so cool. Anyway, go on.
Our old about page used to have a picture of it. I can send it to you. But so what happened was my next month building. So this is now back in November of 2015.
Right.
I went walking down the promenade, walking in and out of stores with these flyers I had made offering social media vending services. And my plan was to put a vending machine at the Santa Monica Place Mall and the AMC Theater nearby as well. I had some negotiations with them underway. And the plan was to find brands that wanted to come through me and access my machine and restock the machine themselves with the free products. And it was almost a turnkey solution. To access that marketing strategy without all the upfront costs associated with having to brand a machine and place a machine. We're talking about $100,000 a month that Old Navy, or I can't say Old Navy spends that, but that's what I came across in research, was the average cost for a brand for this process. I can get that cost way down. So that was the plan. And about a month into that, I had the contracts ready to get executed with one of the malls. And I had this memory, of running my healthy vending business and all of the linear growth that's associated with the upfront costs, the vandalism, the placing the machines. I mean, the stories I could tell you about assembling machines at schools with the kids and all these things. And I thought, I'm totally ignoring all the education I got from Box by going back into the vending industry in this very, standard way. So I thought about pivoting the value proposition from brick and mortar vending to e-commerce to alleviate a lot of that linear growth and upfront costs. And that's where Gatsby was born, was off that pivot. And what quickly came from there was the realization that there's so much data being captured in the interaction that the vision for Gatsby essentially materialized by January and February of this past year to be much more about an intelligent promotion that's personalized and targeted. And there's a lot we're going to do along the way to get to that point, but being able to offer you, Esprit, the right promotion that you most likely will want to use to convert on the website, whether that be a discount based upon a percentage, a dollar, or other creative things that we have in mind up our sleeve.
That's so rad. And like, we've been talking about different resources that have helped accelerate your growth, like WeWork. Is there anything else that you could recommend that has really helped in supporting you grow?
Bird Hair, BYRD Hair, started by a surfer. They create hair products for men based in the surf culture. Super awesome.
And where are they based?
They're based in, I think they live in Venice, but I think the office is just in Culver City area.
Sweet. We'll link to them, you guys, so you can check out Bird Hair in the show notes.
Another one, Birksun Backpacks. This is in the tech space. So they created backpacks that have a solar panel, so you can charge your devices while you're out on the go.
Super rad. And how do you spell their company?
BIRKSUN.
Sweet.
I'll share one more.
Again in the show notes. Yeah, please.
Just Chill. I love these guys. They're awesome. They created the beverage that you probably have seen at Whole Foods markets. It's like the anti-Red Bull. That's how I describe it.
Yeah.
The moment, so this is the funny story about Just Chill, is I was in a meeting with them and I came out and we had just launched our self-service model. So prior to September, every brand that went live with our on our platform, we had to manually set up one-on-one. And then we spent like 2 months heads down building a portal that brands can come in and create their own promotion, campaign, and design their button, all the good stuff on their own. Well, we pushed that live. We didn't announce it for a week. Pushed it live. I was in a meeting with Just Chill. Came out from that meeting with Just Chill with a couple cases of free product he gave me. And in that meeting, our first 24 hours of being live with our portal, some random company had found our site, signed up, and enrolled, paid for the service, and built their button all in that hour that I was in that meeting with Just Chill. So I started downing
crazy.
Just Chills in order to relax because I was so excited. That's my story about Just Chill.
That's awesome. Where did you say they were based, Just Chill?
They have an office also out of WeWork now, just recently.
Cool.
In the, I think, Playa Vista area.
Very cool. I love those. And if you had like one ask of the community, something they could do to support Gatsby in your success, what would that ask be?
I guess just to give us a shot. I mean, we're trying. So let me tell you a little bit more about what we're doing. So we're focused on brands that have an e-commerce component. Some of our brands like Just Chill are focused more on wholesale distribution, but they do have an e-commerce play. So whether it's e-commerce is a focus for your brand or it's not, like fashion brands, you know, tend to be very e-commerce focused. Either way, it's fine. But we are low price, in my opinion, for brands because as we move up, you know, up our phases of development to this future state of the intelligent promotion, we have phases along the way. And I want to get very much into the community of brands working together. I want to build a kind of a networking component where collaborations can take place between two brands that sell to a similar audience. For example, Pentawater, another great brand based here in the LA, they sell premium water bottle and they sell it to the 20-somethings that are active and outgoing. Birksun Backpacks also sells a product to the 20-somethings that are active. The two of them are very different products, but they sell to a similar audience.
Right.
One of Gatsby's not too distant plans for our product is to create an automatic way for those two brands to collaborate together on our platform. So the more brands that come on board, the more brands that engage with Gatsby, there's going to be a network effect that we look forward to building with all these brands based here in LA and around the country.
Totally. Collaboration is a huge core value that we have within We Are LA Tech. And so I love hearing that. So how can people connect with you?
We're on all the different social channels as well. So Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, it's all Think Gatsby, THINKGATSBY, like the character. In fact, while I'm on this program with you, Esprit, I'd love to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
Any guesses why we call it Gatsby?
So what's funny about you asking that is I was about to ask you the same thing. Why do you call it Gatsby?
Well, I'm gonna give you a chance to guess. I ask this question to everybody, and I like to hear the answers. And so far, pretty much nobody has pinpointed the specific reason. And whenever I say it, people go, oh, that I get it. Let's see if maybe I can put you on the spot here on your own program.
No, I welcome being put on the spot, but I have a very boring answer. And I think it's memorable. I mean, it's something that everybody knows, so you won't forget the name because it's associated with the book.
The book and DiCaprio, all that is definitely an awesome byproduct of the name. It's part of why I chose it, but the specific reason that I share is on my desk back a year ago when I was building the early stages of Gatsby, I had a stack of books, and the top of that stack was The Great Gatsby, one of my favorite books of all time. And for one random reason, a particular moment of the book stuck out at me, and that was everybody remembers the parties that Jay Gatsby threw at his home, right? The massive, elaborate parties that the whole town of West Egg showed up to. But except for a single invitation to Nick Carraway, the narrator, everybody showed up to these parties through word of mouth. So Gatsby draws a crowd through word of mouth, and that's what we do as well.
Oh my God, I love that. That is awesome. That's so good. That is a really good answer. Man, I would have never guessed. That's a good one.
Yeah, no one guesses it, but they always say, oh, it makes sense.
It's so good. And if you guys want to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech ecosystem, just go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. We have over 800 super awesome people that totally believe in collaboration and wanting to help one another. I think it's so funny in the programming channel how everybody's always helping each other with coding advice. We have all sorts of channels from jobs to programming to just general chat. It's dope. I'm really, really proud of it. And it's been amazing having you on the show. Thank you for sharing Gatsby with all of us. And I want to check it out further. I want those photos and videos. And I want to explore everything Gatsby further. You're awesome. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.